For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Later this week, I'm flying out to Santa Barbara for the April 6th through 9th conference on cannabis therapeutics. And here's one of those who helped put that conference together, one of the directors of Patients Out of Time, Mr. Al Byrne.
We do educational work about medical cannabis, and we specifically target that education towards healthcare professionals. This will be a national conference, and it's a clinical conference on the cannabis therapeutics. That sounds very fancy and all, but really a good 50% of the folks that attend are civilians trying to learn about medical cannabis for one reason or another, or patients, and the others are social workers, nurses, and doctors. This conference will be held at the City College in Santa Barbara, and it's co-sponsored by the California Nurses Association and the University of California School of Medicine in San Francisco. So what we're dealing with here is high-quality science that is backed up and substantiated, if you will, by the reputations of those organizations I just mentioned. And we deal with various maladies, various diseases, all of which are helped by cannabis. But we do specialize in, I suppose, in this conference, in pain. We find that about 70% of the patients use it for some pain-related problem.
You know, Al, there are, I guess, dozens of reports, research that has been done on marijuana over the years, the decades, that we've had this demonization of the product. And none of them have ever found that it leads to addiction to harder drugs or any other such. They refute quite well what the government says. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Oh, I agree with you completely. Yes, I mean, just to repeat, every study done by every country on medical marijuana, including our own, and we've done many, and these you know, are the big guys, Australia, you know, Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Germany, every one of these studies has concluded that marijuana has medical value, that it shouldn't be criminalized or in some way, you know, marginalized from science or society. They are unanimous in that. So the decision for marijuana to be, or cannabis to be, remain in Schedule One in this country is not supported by anything, nothing.
Well, Al, if folks would like to learn more about this forthcoming event, where might they go on the web?
They should go to www.medicalcannabis.com.
I want to alert the producers and program directors on the Drug Truth Network that we'll have a 90-minute special from this conference available for your listeners on April 14th. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.